would like to be next on the open mic? Who would like to be next? So we heard some different opinions there in the span of just like 2 minutes. So what's your opinion? Who would like to be next on the open mic? What do you think?
Honestly, I'm pro-life, but I don't completely agree with this display.
So why don't you agree with the display?
It's too public. It's a personal decision.
And why would you say you're pro-life? What does that mean to you?
Well, the reason I am is because I was put up for adoption. Me and my sister could have easily been aborted. But now we're with a great family and never been better. But still, it was a pretty personal decision for my mother to make the decision not to.
So for you, one thing that I've heard out here a lot is people will say, well, I can't give my child up for adoption, or I don't believe that adoption's necessarily a good option because those kids are just going to be abused when they get adopted. So can you just speak to that from personal experience?
I've never been hit, never been spanked, nothing. I've got amazing parents. Adoption is the choice if you're going to do anything.
So there's at least one of the thousands of children who have been adopted, at least two who were not abused in the process. So that's just good for us to think about. When you say you're pro-life, does that mean that you think abortion should not be legal, or does that mean that you just personally are pro-life?
I think there are certain cases where it is acceptable, such as the mother is in danger or the child is in danger. Otherwise, I believe that pro-life is the choice. I don't know if everyone feels that way. Obviously not. But for me, it's my choice. I'm not here to force it on anyone else.
So you would not make a law against abortion if you had the chance?
No, I don't believe I would. I'm all for people and people that have the right of making their own decisions, freedom to do whatever they want. I can only say, give my 2 cents like everyone else is doing, and my 2 cents is that I don't think it's right, but everyone's different.
So would you say that, would you apply that same thinking to really any issue of where someone is being killed? Do you believe that abortion kills a human?
After a certain point, so far along in the process.
So at the beginning, say it, most abortions happen at about 6 or 7 weeks, maybe a little earlier. Would you say that those abortions kill a human or not?
I say maybe anywhere past the 5th or 6th week, it would be.
So at the 5th or 6th week and before, what is that that's being killed by abortion prior?
It's not fully developed yet, so it doesn't technically have a fully functional body yet.
Okay, I have another question for you, but just if you're listening in, we have an open mic. That means anyone in the university community can come up and share what they think. And sometimes we dialogue on the mic, but you can also just come and say what you think and move on as well. It's totally up to you. So the perspective that you just shared is that once the child once the embryo develops enough, then they would be called a human. And before they're developed, I'm still trying to get clear on what do we have, say, at 3 weeks when the heart starts to beat. What do we have?
It's a baby bean. That's how my older sister described it.
A baby bean?
Because it's not a full human yet.
So is it an organism at that point?
That's for science to determine.
Okay, and so if I could give you some scientific evidence on that question, would that be helpful to you?
Possibly, but right now I'm gotta go on my way.
No problem. Good to talk to you. Thanks for sharing. One piece of scientific evidence that might be helpful to you if you're listening is that O'Rahilly and Mueller is the standard embryology text used in college embryology classes in America, and it states that although although life is a continuous process, fertilization is a critical landmark. And then they go on to give a reason why. Because at fertilization, a new unique human organism comes into existence. Now, that organism, of course, is a bundle of cells. It looks like just like a little microscopic orange with fungus on it at implantation, but it is developing itself through all the stages of human development. It's integrating its body systems for the good of the whole, and that's why Overhealy and Mueller say it's an organism even at the fertilization stage. So who would like to be next on the open mic?